This is Becky Byrne and Shelley Schultz-Boris, and today we've decided to spend a little time talking about our backgrounds so you have a little idea of where we're coming from when we delve into these topics that we're so interested in. So we thought we'd start off with asking Shelley about her background, what led her into this field, and what her credentials are, and what motivates her to keep doing the work she's doing. So, Shelley, take it away.
Yes. Take it away. Well, oh gosh, where do I start? Well, I guess the best way to start, I started in massage school, but first of all, because I wanted to know if I even wanted to touch people, or I was, oh, there's Murray. Apparently he just needs to be in the center of this stuff here. Sorry, that's my dog.
Mine just wandered in too, so we're good.
Right. All right.
That's right.
Okay, the animals just want to be with us. So in 1999, I knew I needed to do something, and I wasn't sure what. I had been a flight attendant then, I suppose, 8-9 years, and I just needed something else to fill my soul and my passion. Because I go, it was okay being a flight attendant, but I felt like I was missing something. There was just a piece missing. So I took a seminar one weekend on Swedish massage, just an intro to see if it was something I wanted to do. And I really enjoyed it. So I enrolled into massage school as being a flight attendant and doing massage school. It took me a little longer. And as I did that, I kept learning at more different things, different modalities, a whole bunch of memories.
Just barely.
Parking outside. I don't know if you can hear that. Barely. Okay. So anyway, I ended up taking the potpourri of different classes in massage school. And when we had a class on myofascial release, I had an experience with just a basic arm pull. And I had some memory of a shot hitting my bone. When I was little, it was like split second, all of it just flooded back in. And I went, okay, this is very powerful stuff. So this is something I wanted to check out a little bit more. And it happened that and just a month or two after that, having that myofascial release class, that John Barnes was coming to town in Minneapolis, actually about 16 years ago from now, whenever day is it now, this past November, I took my first MFR class from John Barnes. And as soon as I sat down and listened to him speak, I started to cry because I felt it in my heart. That was something that this is what I've been looking for. I didn't know I was looking for it. And here it is, over 16 years later, I've been doing myofascial release and weaned away from basic massage, which is great modality, but I enjoy the myofascial release, his approach, which is uses cranial sacral, uses, you know, self techniques for yourself. That's why I like it. It encompasses energy work. It's structural work. It's the whole gamut that I love, but without oils or lotions. And it's about helping people help themselves too. So that's how I got on that, is just by taking a seminar class, and then which propelled me to massage school, which then
right
led me to
since you've taken
release.
So it also you haven't just taken that one John Barnes class, you have taken all of the classes he's offered more than once, have you not?
That is correct. There's I think maybe a couple that I've only taken once, but most of them I've taken two, three, maybe four times. And I'm always at it. People go, why do you keep taking them over? Because I'm at a different place than I was before, or I missed something, or I was, you know, releasing stuff that I totally missed that the next part of the class, because I was when you take classes, you also are getting work done at the same time. So you're learning more about yourself and letting go of stuff,
right?
And then you forget some of the things you've learned.
What I hear you saying is every time you take a class, you get something new out of it.
And I think this last time I just took MFR 1, 16 years after I had taken MFR 1, and I saw how far I've come also. And then when you retake it, then you also assist other people and share your knowledge from where, because that's what happened when I've taken a class, somebody who's has experienced and but what word would you say when you've taken classes over and over?
You're kind of at a level of expertise that you can share with others.
Yes, and that's what's fun about taking classes and retaking them, and then you know, finding more people so you can refer other clients to. Because that's another thing I like about myofascial release. It is important to go to different people because we all have different styles. And they see things differently, and where my strong suit might not be somebody else's strong suit, and in different fits. So I really like it that people go to different practitioners, even on all gamuts, not just MFR, but we try to say it's important to see other people because sometimes getting work done too, taking a break is good too. Sometimes we need too much, but
yes,
that's a whole thing.
So
we're
getting
supposed
back
to be talking
to your
about
education,
me, right?
Not only have you gone to massage school and have taken all the myofascial release courses through the John Barnes method, you have also recently earned your bachelor's degree. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it's just encompassed everything I've done in my life. I went to school for accounting business management and then massage school. And I was able then to combine all of that and take some more classes for healthcare management and with massage. So I just added to what I already had to complete a package, I guess you would say. So it was a challenge for me. I must say, because it was a lot of writing, and Becky knows me well that is not my strong suit at all, writing and jumping through hoops. And so, but I proved to myself I can do it, and I'm pretty darn good at it. But I had to push myself, because it does not come easy for me. That where Becky is very great at communication things, those things are not. I'm a more hands-on doing, so it made me slow down to be able to communicate things to others to understand how I think. So it was a great challenge. It took me a while. It took me probably 2-3 years to get that, because I was still fine, still having running a business and still being
and
a mom.
You persevered. And
all those
and
things.
What I love about your story is that you knew the instant you experienced myofascial release through John Barnes, like it was an instant connection, an instant recognition that this is what I'm meant to be doing. And I love that. And not only have you learned myofascial release, but I know that you have taken courses in many different complementary modalities just to add a few more tools to your toolbox. Am I right?
Yes. I have lots of different things, but even, you know, just even the Reiki, that wasn't something I planned on taking. I go, oh, I need to continue it. I'll never use it, you know. And then energy work I use all the time and adds that in. So, yeah. And what else have I? all of it's coming down through my head right now. Sorry. But I have, cupping, taping, tuning forks. I mean, and then some of it I can't even remember that I have taken just to take continuing ed. But I like learning about things like that. It's fun. And I don't use it in my practice, but at least I am aware so I can assist others to say, hey, this might be a great way, something for you to do, or other mm-hmm. practitioners, hey, maybe this is something you might like to do. And because it finds out that, is it for me or isn't it for me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can do it, but do I enjoy doing it? Oh, yeah. So that, mm-hmm. and that's the key. I enjoy doing myofascial release. Well, can I do reflexology? Have I taken classes? Yes, but do I enjoy it? I did enjoy receiving it.
Right.
But it's not my passion. Right. You know, it's fun, mm-hmm. but my body, it doesn't resonate with me. So, again, here I go back to other people, but what resonates with me is myofascial release, because it's not a cookbook recipe. It's intuitive. Mm-hmm. It's listening.
Right.
And it's simple. And that's what I like. And people say to me, Shelly, it's not simple, but it really is. But yeah. for me, it comes with ease. And I know other people, it may not, but for mm-hmm. me, it does. So that's why it is my passion. And I, as you can tell, when I start talking about just
and
that,
that's good.
I'll not be
we
quiet
like
about
that.
It. But
you like that. And I know you always say it's very intuitive for you. It comes very easily to you. And I would agree. It comes very easily to you. And I love receiving a myofascial release session from you, because I've had wonderful breakthroughs physically and emotionally in your room and on your table. But again, that speaks to you, and different things speak to me. So I love receiving, but I don't think I would be the practitioner that you are if I were in that modality. So we're grateful for what you do.
Well, right. But having said that, you would be
exactly.
your strong suits would
exactly.
be something other than what mine are. And that's why you, as we can just kind of just veer into you now, if that would just be a great segue. segue as for your biofeedback. And how long have you been doing biofeedback?
I started in 2009, so about 9 years since I've purchased my system and gone through my education, and I'm still learning. There's so much to it. But I was led to biofeedback after first being a massage therapist as well. When I got into massage therapy, it spoke to me because it was a natural way of working with the body without having to go down. It was something to try that wasn't a prescription medication, or, you know, it seemed intuitive to me also. So it was just something that I had been interested in, and an opportunity came up at the right time. So I took advantage, knowing that it felt like it would be a springboard into other areas. And for me, it led me to biofeedback. Actually, more specifically, my daughter led me to biofeedback. My oldest daughter had suffered tremendously with anxiety. It was terrible for her in late elementary into junior high, to the point where she was missing several days a week of school. She wasn't eating. She was having outbursts, just very unusual. And I had tried everything in my own natural health toolbox. And we got to a point where we were desperate. So we did make a visit to the doctor, and we did get some medication for her. They said she had, and again, there wasn't any formal testing that went on. It was, you know, just a basic doctor visit talking about the anxiety. And they said, well, it sounds like she also has ADD. Well, that's fine. We were desperate. They sent us home with some medication, and I'm not sure what it was. It could have been Adderall, but anyway, she took two doses of it and said, Mom, I can't do this. And I said, absolutely not. You know, that's fine. Don't take anymore. It just wasn't the right solution for us. And then someone in our area was doing a presentation on biofeedback, and I listened to the presentation, and this person worked on my, did a session for my daughter, and she had improvements by leaps and bounds, and it was almost instantaneous that it spoke to me the way your myofascial release class spoke to you, you know, just because there were results that we hadn't gotten from any other modality. And I was impressed enough to say, I need to pursue this for myself. So about 9 years ago, we invested in my education and in a biofeedback system that I feel very confident with. And yeah, 9 years later, here I am. And now my daughter is 23 and she knows when she needs what she calls a tune-up. And
isn't that great? If you listen to the common yes. theme, it spoke to us. Both of our modalities spoke to us, mm-hmm. and then it came with ease. And I have had massages with Becky, which she does great hands-on work, but that isn't her passion. I have wonderful biofeedback sessions with her.
Yes.
And my family in too. It's really great. My son's very open-minded, and he mm-hmm. it's always interesting what comes up for him, and he does listen. And so it's very, yeah. very, very beneficial. I'm always, I think, I still remember a time when you worked on me, and I was, the things that come up that are going on that she does it, that we'll use example of what came up that I was allergic to. I've been a flight attendant now for 27 years, but like one session we did, I believe it came up allergic to jet
right.
fuel.
Yes, you had a stress response to jet fuel.
Mm-hmm. So it was a great validation, not only for me, but I think for
exactly.
Becky too.
It's I'm always
what are the odds?
So you know, there are many biofeedback systems out there, and some of them, I mean, even a blood pressure cuff is a form of biofeedback, because biofeedback just means that there's a loop of information being shared between your body and some kind of medical device. In my case, my biofeedback system measures stress responses, and it's measured by frequencies. And those frequencies are measured by putting electrodes in various locations on your body, non-intrusively, of course. And based on your stress responses, it will send frequencies to you to change your body's unconscious stress response so that your stress level in general is lowered and allows your body to better compensate when it is faced with various stress factors. Does that make sense? That's biofeedback for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it makes sense to me. And I'm sure it's just helping mm-hmm. it's like taking the film off to
yeah.
so it's not it, yeah. to help balance great, you out. You know, yeah, taking
yeah,
the
a great analogy that
go
I
ahead.
Like to
What's
use
a better
is,
way to explain it?
It clears the static away from our radio stations. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great way to say it. Yeah, and having said that, I can feel it when it's happening. I know, but that's how I'm wired. Now, other people may not. We all feel things differently or process things differently, and how we respond, and it comes to trust too. And I trust Becky totally. So that has to how much you're willing to change, and because there is
oh,
a part of the client too.
Say,
it,
Right. It's not like you can manipulate it.
Right.
And you're done. Check the right. box.
Just
go to
like
the next
MFR
thing. It's like an
for
NEA.
You. Right. Biofeedback for me, there is no recipe because it really is an investigation of your layers of stress. And it is like peeling away layers of an onion. It's very, yeah, it's like investigative work, really. Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. No wonder you like that. You like it so much. It goes, oh, what's next? What's underneath here? And it's cool what things pop up. For me, I think I enjoy having sessions because they go, oh,
right,
yeah.
Right. And it is all very eye-opening. But, and it is it really is only in the form of stress responses, and it is very surprising what comes up, and yet very accurate, and it is eye opening on many different levels. But I am seeing good results, just like you do from your MFR, and it's fascinating.
And it does come down to the person, though. It comes down to the person what they want to invest in to take the time. And so, because like I always say, if I went to the gym just once all the times I ever went to once, I'd be really in shape. Right.
It's, yeah. kind of modality.
Yeah. And it's right. But that's in anything and what your goals for it are. But yeah, biofeedback, I know is your passion but you've painted your way through many other things that you do because you've created like communication if I'm right.
Yeah, communication and organizational management.
And you're also a great entertainer.
I love community theater.
In theater.
Yeah, love me
that's
community theater, right?
Theater is yep, and that's why you're good at what you do, I believe, is because you're able to communicate things connect
like
with
for me,
an audience.
I do communicate well through voice and expression, and you communicate well or are able to be very intuitive in your senses. So it's really neat to see people's individual strengths come through in their choice of modalities. And I think we've both probably found, you know, what works for us.
I didn't know what I was looking for. I had no idea. I know I was looking for something. So that it was, and that could be for anybody, for anything in life. I just threw it out there and just go, well, what's the worst that can happen? I go to school and learn something. And even if I don't use it, you'll always have it. So I just went in blind. There is a story, though, that about 10 years before that, I looked for the same massage
Isn't
school, but
interesting?
I couldn't find it. It wasn't the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the right time. Just like us, starting this, it was 2007 that you had a vision of doing talking.
Right.
And what is it now? 2019.
Exactly.
And it wasn't the right time. It wasn't like it was a no.
It's a timing
but
issue.
Now
we have this great technology where you and I are able to do this podcast over our phones. And that's right.
And we're both at home and both all our kids are, you know, in bed and our animals are bothering us, but that's
convenient.
Yeah. So it took us a while to get a little bit about our bios. I mean, there's more about us and I'm sure as time goes on, if you choose to listen with us, listen.
Oh.
What would be the right words? That's why Becky's here. Listen, listen to us babble.
There might be some nuggets of
you
usefulness
find
for
more,
people. We hope
more things
what,
about
what
us.
Our goal is for the podcast. As long as we're here,
right?
You know, we know what we like to do, but we also value what other practitioners not just in our area, but around the country and around the world are doing. And we thought it would be valuable to share some of these different modalities with listeners. Different approaches.
Yeah, and different paths.
Exactly. Because
you're different, you get to find what works
and
for you.
And a lot of these things aren't well known or you aren't, know, like, in the mainstream. There's a lot of really interesting things going on that may be becoming mainstream, but are not as well known as some other things. Just think about reality, for example. 20 years ago, people probably would have looked at you sideways depending on where you were living in the country, and now, you know, nobody raises an eyebrow or.
And speaking of which, that was one of my first mentors. I was 4 years old or 5 years old, and I got a reflexology treatment because I was wetting the bed, you know, way back then. Yeah. And that, that was probably my first experience with body work, but.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
wasn't
our
in the mainstream.
Goal is to share some of these modalities and hopefully do some interviews with some practitioners who are doing new and innovative work and just talk about things. Because not every modality is for every person, and we know that. You know, some people really resonate well with myofascial release, and some other people just want to have a different form of body work, you know. And same with biofeedback. Some people resonate really well with it and other people don't care for it, and that's okay. So what we would like to do is share all, you know, as much information as we can on different modalities in case someone is looking for a new approach or
Or they give them ideas to,
absolutely.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Let me research it further. It just to say, oh, I've tried this, or that's what we're, different therapists, different
absolutely.
Modalities,
yes.
different tools. You know, from the gamut of right now, actually, I'm have a earthing mat under my feet. Oh,
yes,
you're now
yes,
okay. I don't feel bad. Your dog
to.
Is talking.
I think
so. I think we covered everything. I'm sure that I mean, both of us have other things that we've in our educational toolbox and all. And experiences and about us, but basically what we wanted to share is our true passion.
An adequate job of that this evening, wouldn't you say? Yeah.
I hope
so.
All
right. Well, this was fun. Thank you.
Yes. Well, yes, and we'll wrap it up, and I we'll put it out there. If anybody's interested in being a guest, we'd be happy to do. Becky's very good at interviewing
to set up
a time to do that. So we throw that out there.
No, I
right?
love it.
Am I wrong on
that? I love
Isn't
to talk
that
to people about what they're doing, especially in this realm. I like to talk to people in general, but you know, this is particularly interesting. So,
yes. Of course it is. Marisa is the same thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If someone is listening and would like to just leave us a message,
yes,
and I believe you can do that right from the podcast here, and we'd be happy to set up an interview.
And also, you know,
I guess that's what you call it, an interview or
a session with someone that you'd like to share. A healing experience. We'd love to hear about that too. So any comments or show ideas, please leave those comments as well. Well, there we go.
Thank you, Becky. That was great. So that's why she's
that
here.
That sounds
so
wonderful.
On that note, until next time.
Yes. Good night.
Enjoy your journey. Hey, what's that sound?